Hello. We've been expecting you. It's true because I'm Mother Goose, and I heard you walk up. Anyway, welcome to the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. Whether you're a charmer, a dearie, an evil regal, a kick-ax Team 7, or whatever you are all welcome here. Jeff and Colleen Roney from Orange County, California are the hosts. They are just the best. Oh, but come in. Come in, dears. Now, you can listen with the rest of us, but don't be shy. Here, this magical voice will tell you how to be part of the podcast.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626.
Okay. Are you comfortable? Got your cocoa with whipped cream and cinnamon? Okay. Here comes Jeff and Colleen.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You have entered the after party zone.
Time to take off a shoe, baby.
Yeah.
So, woo-hoo. We're back. We're back, people. That sounds like... Anyway, that sounds bad.
And now my hand is twitching.
What's this music?
Maybe that's what it is.
Hello!
So... Raise the roof. Raise the roof. Break out the little neon, swirl it around.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
So the reason why we take off a shoe is because we are olden folk, and that's about as crazy as we get. And so one night I said, we're really going to get crazy. We're going to take off a shoe, and it kind of caught on. So
yes.
And, yeah. So, yeah, we're going to take off a shoe and have the after party. Welcome to the after party. The Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast, and it is what it is, and now we move forward. So I have the next installment, and believe me, there's an end to this coming. So the next installment of Grandma and Johnny, and what's funny is...
Before we get into that really quickly, we have some news in the chat room that okay. we want to share. It's Lana did a photo shoot in LA this week, mm-hmm. and she'll be attending the HRC Gala next Saturday. Thank you, Miss Paige.
That's in Cincinnati. Where is that?
I'm not quite sure, frankly. HRC, I don't even know what that is, but it's some gala, and she's yeah. going to it, and it's next Saturday, and it is in Cincinnati.
Yep.
So there you have it. Oh, that, Human Rights Campaign.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep.
Excellent.
I did read about that, but I forgot to put that in the news. So thank you, Paige,
and
so much.
The other thing was everybody knows about the Evil Regal Get Healthy Challenge.
Yes.
If you don't, check it out. I know there's a page on Facebook. I'm pretty sure there's a page on Facebook. And if not, you can always check with Miss Ima Freebish because she knows that. And there's a Twitter account and everything. So check it out.
And I think it's really... It's cool when we all started on Twitter and Facebook, it just kind of became this secret. Well, not secret. It became a way that you could passively aggressive talk about somebody, but not talk to somebody. Or it became this, I'm hungry, I'm tired, or it became this rant thing, or it became all this stuff that you just don't want to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I'm so happy about, and we touched about it with Mig, and I think we talked about it with Lana as well, is for the most part, Once Upon a Time cast members use these tools in such a great way. And it is really, really tough to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
It's even tougher. I've never smoked, but look, I've known friends that have mm-hmm. and I've known friends that have quit and picked it up again.
Yeah.
It is tough to quit smoking. It's also tougher to put it out there and to be accountable to it.
Right.
And so, you know, I really applaud Lana for putting it out there she could have kept smoking forever and hid it. Probably lots of celebrities do.
Yeah, a lot of them do, actually.
But she said, you know what? It's time to get healthy. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but I'm going to share it with my fans.
Yeah. And I think even Jenny did at one point in time, too, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Pretty sure I heard that. I could be totally wrong, and if so, my apologies. But pretty sure I heard that rumor that she did at one point in time a while back, and she's quit for a while. So.
But I am all about using social media tools for good. And so this healthy challenge is really fantastic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, stop smoking, you know, eat healthier, exercise more, do what you can to be healthier. And I applaud it so much because Lana's just great. So
we really do respect her a lot for that. But like you said, I mean, it is a tough thing. My dad smoked for 34 years and he, you know, he finally gave it up and it was a tough, tough thing. And he's still dealing with it. I mean, he's been done with it for, gosh, almost 20 years now, not longer. And he's still dealing with the health ramifications of it. He gets cellulitis regularly, and he's almost died a few times from it. And that's because, you know, smoking damaged his veins and made it, you know, so he has to be very careful. He gets a little tiny cut, and he gets cellulitis, and it's a tough thing. You know, and everyone goes, oh, well, lung cancer. No, it's not just lung cancer. It's a bunch of other things that can really affect your body in ways you wouldn't imagine. And so, yeah, if you don't smoke, good for you. If you do, I know it's tough, but, man, do what you can to quit because it is a killer. It is very much a killer. So, and that's our little PSA for today.
Yeah. And you know, there's folks like Lee that post things that really make you think, that challenge the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
And even Keegan as well.
Yeah.
And you know, Megan Faustino, some of the coolest, most, you know, uplifting things.
Very positive.
Mm-hmm. Very positive, passing on to you. You know, Michael's a lot of fun. There's so many, you know, and Jeffrey, the heavy metal fan.
He is.
Jeffrey Kaiser is a heavy metal dude, man.
Yeah.
And he, you know, I think I know a lot about music and trivia with metal and music and all that. But I think he would just wipe the floor with me. You know, I'd say, you know, Opeth and Judas Priest and Metallica. And he'd go, huh, that's all?
Yeah.
So, you know, honestly, we are in such a perfect storm of goodness right now. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to really, really cherish what we've got. You know, we mentioned the closed set sign that we saw tweeted out.
Mm-hmm.
We have the opportunity to interact with these cast members, to be affected by them, to be challenged by them, to show our love and respect and to them.
Yep.
But, I mean, this is a awesome opportunity, really, in this day and age with electronics. You can carry it around in your hand. You know, people in the old days just could not do this. So,
no, it was unheard of.
We need to cherish it. We need to respect the cast, you know, not bother them all the time, asking the same questions over and over, ask things. Because it could go away.
Yeah, it could.
So, anyhow, big ups to Lana and congrats on, you know, another day, you know, smoke free, another day. So, you know, I could weigh less. I should weigh less. And so we've all got our things.
Yeah, we do. Okay, so back to the fun.
Yes. So I want to play the fourth part of the Grandma and Johnny saga. And this one made me I've laughed at every one of these things tonight. But this one, I'd forgotten about a lot of this stuff. So it's kind of like drawings when you're six and you go, wow, my gosh, it's the Mona Lisa.
Do you still have drawings from when you were six?
No, I do not.
Okay. Does your mom maybe?
I don't know. I don't think so. I love your mom, but I don't think so. All right. So, I sound English. When I did the intro, see, you don't understand. I never had enough time to really do anything, so I had to do the best I could, almost the first shot, maybe second or third. And it sounds like I say grandma. And I say it weird. And I only did it once, so I didn't have to do it again and again and again.
There are dialects of English.
Yeah.
England English, not American English, where they do actually pronounce everything that has an A on the end of it. It's got an R. Well, actually, they add R's to it.
Right.
So
I'll play this. So listen to the intro and listen to what I'm talking about. And then you'll hear the new dialect that I added this
Fantastic.
Time.
Fantastic.
Here we go.
Okay. Okay, that was enthralling.
Welcome to Grandma and Johnny. Johnny's a high-paid sign twirler who moved in with his grandma till he got his life together. That was 12 years ago. Grandma's just old. Grandma, I'm so excited.
Why, did you find the remote for the TV?
No.
Well, that's all I got for you then.
Hey, Grandma, I met someone really special online.
Oh, that's where I met your father. We were in line at the butcher's and we fought over a leg of lamb. Oh my, what a grip he had. Poor dear, he gets so tired washing the dishes. Oh, I'll get it. Hello, may I help you?
I am Sunny.
I'm Cloudy most days. Nice talking to you.
Wait, I am here to see Johnny.
Well, he's sleeping, dear. Come on in, let's have a chat. Can I get you something to drink? Prune juice, aloe vera, or real old V8?
What year is the V8?
The best, 1964.
1964, fantastic. Yes, a glass of that, please.
So, I'm Johnny's grandmother. I imagine he's told you all about me.
No, he said his grandmother died of a freak Roomba accident. And that he lived with a homeless woman that kept saying she was his grandmother.
Well, how nice. Yes, let's change that will one more time. Budinsky gets it all. Thanks.
Budinsky?
Never mind that, dear. So, I watch a little daytime TV, and I have a few questions before you get to date my ungrateful grandson. Are you a woman?
Yes.
All of you?
Yes.
No alterations at all?
Well, maybe a tuck or two.
Yeah, right. God didn't give you that rack, sister.
See, you got me.
Done any time.
I was married to a Walmart greeter for 10 years.
Oh, your stock just went up, honey. Any videos you want to talk about?
Well, I was in college and...
Please, that happens to all of us. Okay, last question. Any tattoos or piercings?
Sure, wanna see?
Very nice. Here, check mine out.
Wow, that is amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's the entire world tattooed here. I dated my tat artist for a while. See, Australia is right back here.
I must have fell asleep.
Oh, hi, Sonny. Hi, Grandma.
Tune in next time when Grandma says...
Hydrogenated corn oil.
Now, there were a lot of jokes coming at you.
Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah. So, yeah. It was...
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Grandma's confused too, by the way.
Oh,
Grandma said, which made me laugh, I was going, wait. That's how I met your father. No, it wouldn't be his father, it'd be his grandfather. She's crazy.
Oh my gosh. Grandma's very confused.
Wow.
And I sure needed a script supervisor back then. Anywho, so yeah, we've got more
any tattoos. Oh my God! The are you altered? God didn't give you that rack.
and then if you listen, she'll say, "Well, you got me." Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, oh my God!
all right. Anybody who's creative hits a point where they're hitting on all four cylinders, and that was happening right about that point.
Yeah.
I was writing. Because I just focused on that. And it was, you know, an amazing time. So I'm glad I had the opportunity to record all those.
And, yeah.
So, yeah, I was howling laughing in here. Well,
was that what you were laughing at?
Yeah.
Before? Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Because we were out, Lady and I were out in the living room, and I was kind of like hanging with her, and you kept laughing, and I was laughing because she was licking my face.
Yeah, I was laughing at our bank account. Anyhow, all right, so let's continue on with our quiz, and if you have a subject you would like to discuss, you can always type that in the chat room, my lovely wife. And maybe Lady will be watching it, and we'll talk about it. So
no, she's asleep on the floor. She is. She was totally asleep, out cold. Now she's back to sleeping again.
All right. So in Fairy Tale Land, where was Maleficent?
That's kind of a broad question.
Nope. Forbidden Fortress. Very good. And what? Yeah.
Forbidden Fortress?
Yep. That's where she was. And that's where Queen Regina told her father she was going.
Okay.
What mocks the evil queen?
Mocks her?
Yep.
Snow's existence.
Snow's existence. Very good.
Nicely done.
Very good. Excellent. What Operation Cobra code name did Emma come up for herself?
Oh, I remember this, actually. Pumpkin.
Yep.
Very nicely done.
Excellent. Tordy and Regina's daughter. Hi, Regina's daughter.
And Alira actually got that one.
Yep. I didn't officially say hello.
Yeah. Hey.
All right. So, according to Regina, how many addresses did Emma have in the last decade?
Ooh. Seven. Nicely done. Wow, yep. Marlene pulled that one out.
Excellent work, Marlene. Good.
You're getting it. That's good.
How long did Emma stay in Tallahassee?
I think I actually know this one, too.
A year's close.
Close. Not a month.
Two years. Great job, Paige. Now, here is a geeky question.
As opposed to all those other ones.
Really geeky. Okay. In The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, what was on the back wall in the little kind of side area? I think when you go into the restroom there. But there's something against the back wall in that episode.
Holy cow. And I remember we talked about this at one point in time, too.
Dartboard.
Nicely done. Yep.
And that's true. Now, was that dartboard always there?
Ooh.
This is the question that... Nope. Don't think so. Nope, it was not. One time it was a... I believe it was a music player.
Jukebox.
Yep. So I'll touch on this now, but we'll kind of go into it more in depth later. See, I love two things. Things that are the same and things that are different. For instance, the back little area there once was a...
What? They're not the same. They're different.
I know.
It just kind of struck me as being funny the way you said that. Things that are the same or things that are different. Then you love everything. Sorry. I just had to because it was funny.
Yep. I know that.
Anyway.
I'm paying for something bad in my past. Something.
No.
All right. So anyhow, I think it's interesting to look at something and find what is in each episode. because I think there may be something to it. So one was a dartboard.
Yes.
With a cool little video of a Bambi there, and he was throwing the dart.
That was in Fairy Tale Land, not in the real world.
Right, but it was in the dartboard.
Right.
So next, you know, it was something different.
Yes.
So I think that's interesting. If they're changing things, like I remember the first time I noticed that Mr. Gold's items were being moved around. That was huge for me. I was like a bell going off.
Yes.
And I said, when? Because he set up David Nolan.
Yep.
Because he moved that.
The windmill.
Windmill. So he would face it as he had headed out of the shop.
Right.
And then I started to notice the little blue unicorns.
Or unicorn mobile.
The mobile. Mm-hmm. And all that kind of stuff. And I went, wait a minute. And then I started to look through all the different shots of or the scenes in Mr. Gold's shop. And I said, there's the seven beer steins.
Yes.
That the dwarves were drinking out of.
Right.
So my point is, for instance, Mr. Gold's shop, I think, is an interesting way to kind of study each time in each episode,
mm-hmm.
what's different, why, that kind of a thing. So that's an interesting way to, you know, maybe write up a blog post or, you know, something to cover in the podcast or whatever. So as a matter of fact, there was one episode when Regina and Mr. Gold were having an argument. And I can't remember which episode, but there was a shot, a two shot of them, and you could see behind the counter, and I saw a croquet set and a picnic basket, and I said, you know, I wonder if that's Alice's croquet set, and I wonder if that's Ruby's, you know, or Red Riding Hood's picnic basket.
Yeah.
It wasn't. And the croquet set actually showed up at Jefferson's house, not the same one. So, right. I mean, I was trying to kind of say that went there because he does get stuff. Like, for instance, the genie.
The genie lamp?
A genie lamp was there. And that kind
he's
of
He's had
a
it
thing.
In the front and in the back.
Right.
He's had it both places. He's moved that thing around a few times.
Yep. So, you know, we'll be talking about opportunities that I need the listeners who are committed to this show. Because, look, I don't think you're going to put in any time typing out a blog post for one of the podcasts you listen to. And I'm not trying to be heady. I'm just saying you got to be committed to it if you're going to put in time typing out things and all that. But I'm giving you ideas of how I think so that when questions come up like, well, what should I write about? I'm giving you kind of things of how I think. So there's different ways that you can get screen captures and all that kind of stuff. And the questions that I ask, I think, are interesting, like the name seven. Or I'm sorry, the number seven.
Yeah.
Okay. So Emma had seven addresses in the last decade, which was mentioned. How many flowers were in the, I believe it was
the coat of arms.
The coat of arms.
Yeah.
How many flowers Charming's were there?
Coat of arms. Seven.
Seven. Okay.
Right.
So again, the same, right?
There's
a thread.
Right. There are definite ties.
When these writers and when these producers sit down and they craft this series, they do look at things like that and they say, okay, how can we kind of put a little fun, little shout out to certain things. Like 108 is the mayor's address, which is a lost number, so only certain people would know. So those are interesting things. So the same place and differences. And here's another thing that's the same is, it was just weird to see Mr. Gold's back room where he's messing around with the lanolin for the fire.
Yes.
And I saw a stuffed penguin. That was almost going to be a question.
Hmm.
And then there's also that shoe shine box. Yes. Shine. Mm-hmm. There's these things that I think kind of stick out. They're not really focused on, but they stick out. And so, you know, it's interesting to kind of look at things that way. And some people say, well, you're just, you know, wow, Jeff, come on, get a job. Oh, I got a job. Believe me. So, okay, here's another question. How many, this is actually a great question, how many houses or offices have paintings in frames?
In the series, you mean?
Yes.
Well, I'd say most of them.
Okay. So, mayor's office does.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I believe Archie's office does.
Mm-hmm.
And Regina. The Nolan's house does.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell
Pretty
me.
Sure Regina had some at
the Hatter's
house.
House. Right. Yep, yep. Yep. Jefferson's house.
Jefferson's house.
Now, but
at, I think even at the diner.
No.
Sure.
No. They have the wallpaper.
Yeah, wallpaper, which is that's we've always talked
and
about.
And some
that.
Signs, but see, here's another thing is this is a great one, right? Because if you look on the floor in Mary Margaret's apartment, what do you see? And what do you see in Mr. Gold's back shop? Your empty frames.
Mm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So at first I thought, she's a hoot. Hoot. So, but the empty frames, but the majority of the pictures were on the wall at Mr. Gold's, the front part of his shop.
Mm-hmm.
All the paintings and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So there's some on the wall in his back office, too.
Yep.
So, anyhow, those are interesting to me. So.
Yes, you've always picked those things up.
Yep. According to Regina, we're going to get back to some quiz questions now. According to Regina, for something to grow, it needs what?
Ooh, roots. Very nicely
roots.
Done.
Good job. Good job. How did Ashley enter Mr. Gold's shop?
Ooh. She broke a window.
With what?
Ooh.
True. She did break a window.
Yes.
With what?
A brick. Very nicely done.
What kind of brick? It's part of the kind of illusion joke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anybody getting what kind of brick it was that she used? Not a gold brick.
No.
But that would have been a good guess.
Yep.
Not the Yellow Brick Road.
Cinder block.
A cinder.
Cinder block.
Block. Yes.
Cinderella. Yep. Good job.
Yes.
Good job. And how did Ashley escape from Mr. Gold's shop?
Pepper spray.
Yep. She sprayed him with pepper spray. Excellent. 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 Now.
Yep.
What did Ashley say she was doing in Mr. Gold's shop when he asked her, "What are you doing?" Very good. Very good, Paige. Changing
wow.
her life.
That came up real and fast.
So this kind of brings up another question mm-hmm. is then she must have known of the, you know, the different things that, so maybe he brought over the signed or something, because I'm not quite sure what she was trying to get.
No, she had signed papers with him, remember, to give away her baby.
Okay.
And so she was trying to steal those papers back. I don't think she had any knowledge of fairy tale world at all. So she was just trying to make sure he didn't have paperwork saying he could take her baby once it was born.
Okay. So here's another thing, just because I'm a freak about backgrounds and all that kind of stuff. So she sprays him with pepper spray.
Yep.
He kind of grabs and falls over against a chessboard, hits his head, cuts his forehead, falls down, and she grabs the key to the safe that's directly behind, I mean, directly in the center of the picture.
Of the office, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he opened up, she opened up the picture, and there she was getting in with the key. There was another key hanging on a post to the left, and I always wondered what that one was for.
Huh.
There was another key.
Ooh.
And maybe that was a key to throw off the scent of, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Or is it the key that, because I thought it was a gold key, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And if it's the case, was it the key that he used to unlock the egg to throw, put the love potion in?
Maybe.
Oh.
That's a great pull, Torty. Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
That's what I'm thinking.
Good job.
Oh, Torty pulled it too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Cool. So, when Mr. Gold went to Mary Margaret's apartment, how did he describe Ashley?
Crazy. No, Emma. He did not call her crazy. Confused, troubled.
Okay. The first part is she's a confused young woman. Okay.
Nice. Nicely done. Scared.
And then the... Okay. She was a confused young woman. Pregnant, right? Second.
Mm-hmm.
Beep. One that we haven't heard yet. And scared.
Oh.
But there's one other thing. No, not a
not a drug addict,
not lost, not hormonal. No. She was alone. So
alone.
So she's a confused young woman. She's pregnant, alone, scared.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this was always a funny line. You know, so once we get the answer, then it's we can kind of laugh. What did Mary Margaret say she would do to give Emma and Mr. Gold some privacy when he came over? She said, "I'll just go jump in the bath." And I was thinking, wow, just that's it? Just somebody comes, I'll go jump in the bath. I won't listen, of course. I'll just jump in the bath. So, yep. Where are you going?
I'll be right back.
All right. She's leaving now. All right. It's just me. It's just me and... Well, that dog scares me. Hello, everyone. This is Don Juanito. I'm here to talk to you. Yes, I'm playing the guitar with my mind. You should see what I do with my hands on the guitar. It is wonderful to be here tonight with you. I crawl in the window and the dog is starting to bark at me. But that's what happens when the missus of the house leaves. It is a wonderful time of year. It's very hot, so that means I can walk around without a shirt on. And it's wonderful. I get the line of people following me. And it is a wonderful thing. So I hope everyone is dealing okay with these hiatus. I hate these hiatus. Okay. Anyhow, so... I just want to send my love to you all and then tell you that not too much longer, the Once Upon a Time will be here again. And so I just wanted to let you all know that. And I am working on a relationship CD. A friend of mine, he wants me to call him the Cap Man, C-A-P Man. He is having some relationship troubles. And so since I never have relationship troubles, I am recording a CD. And I will let you listen to a little bit of the CD. Not tonight. I'm going to make you wait until later. So I'm recording this relationship CD, and I'm going to let the Cap Man listen to it. He has trouble. He has relationship trouble. So that is my plan. And so I wanted to stop by to let you know that. So I want to send love and besos to you. I am going to leave now. So that is all from Don Juanito. I must go sweep. Sweeping is my life. Sweeping and hair care is my life.
How is it that Don Juanito snuck in and I didn't know?
Oh, my goodness. Hello, how are you? Oh.
And now Louie, too.
This is... Oh, what a nice little doggy.
And a slimy.
What's the doggy's name?
The doggy's name is Lady.
You couldn't think of a name better than that?
That was her name that was before we got
her. Oh, I'm going to...
And it fits. No, she's a little lady, I'm telling you. It fits her very nicely.
All right, well, I wanted to say hello. It's been a long time. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
I went to the Olympics, but it was kind of boring. So, that's
yes.
all.
Oh, okay. You were at the Olympics.
I was at the Olympics.
And what was your favorite event?
My favorite? I really love the...
Guinness drinking?
Ah, that was a good one. I won that.
Did you?
I bet you did. I got gold. I got the gold ribbon. Gold ribbon.
The gold ribbon? I'm sure you did.
I did. I did. I got knocked out gold. I knocked out cold and then gold. Anyhow, see.
What?
What are you snapping at me?
I'm not snapping at you. I'm sorry. I'm snapping at Lady because she's wandering in areas she shouldn't wander into. Huh, little girl.
Oh, that's little girl. It's because of the name, I think. Well, anyway, I think I'm going to leave you now.
Oh, okay.
That's about all I've got. I just wanted to say hello.
Well, hi, Louie. It's been nice talking to you.
Well, of course, yes. So, anyway, everyone, please have a good evening. Please make sure that you don't melt away. And hopefully it's not too hot everywhere.
Well, I don't think it's too hot everywhere. I think it's just hot here.
And if it's too hot, you can just put your britches in the freezer. That's what I do.
That would be scary, actually. Oh, bye, Louie.
I must go say hello to Merida now.
Oh, Merida.
She shoots arrows like Granny.
Yeah, she does. And watch out for her because she's Scottish.
Oh, that's right.
She's not Irish, honey.
All right. Well, you calling me honey?
Well, you know.
I must go.
Okay, then.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Louie and Don Juanito.
I miss Don. That's really sad. He just snuck out right before Louie walked in, and I missed him.
Yeah, he's a busy guy. He said he was doing a CD for relationships or something. A CD relationship thing? No, not a CD relationship. A CD about relationships.
Okay.
Yeah, I obviously...
Cumpleaños Dia? I don't know. Happy Day? I don't know. Congratulations Day? Isn't that what that means?
What is in your cup over there? All right. So I'm going to continue my quiz, my Once Upon a Time quiz. Who is Ashley's best friend? I'll say best friend.
Oh.
Ruby.
Ruby.
She's so good of a friend that she will give her car. Say, take the car.
Just take it.
Billy tows in the car, and she gives the car. And she's, take the car. I want my red wolf little figurine, glass figurine, but you take the car.
Yes. And by the way, Lady just freaked because we said Ruby.
Yes.
Ruby's her best friend.
Oh, that's right.
But not that Ruby. Our, right. My sister's dog, Ruby.
Yes.
That's her best friend, her BFF. She is. She's her BFF.
Yes. BDFF, best dog friend forever. Okay. So why didn't Ruby talk to Emma at Granny's?
Oh, hello, Henry. That was good. That was good.
Yes. Henry, because she said the mayor's kid was there. Excellent.
Yep. Nicely done.
According to Grumpy, Rumpelstiltskin's strength is his weakness. What is that?
Wow, I'm even like trying to grasp this in my head. Deals.
Deals.
Nicely done.
And, you know, I mean, it's another dagger. No, no. I mean, it's kind of cool that the strength is the weakness. That's kind of normal in life sometimes.
Yes.
Interesting.
And that makes sense, though.
Mm-hmm. As a ruse, what was the story told to Rumpel of who discovered that Ashley was carrying twins? I know that was a difficult question to get out. But
wait, say that again?
Okay. There was a ruse
about how
the twins were discovered with Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Paige got it.
Doc.
So,
in other words, Doc supposedly discovered that there were twins.
Yep.
But that was the ruse was that there were twins.
And it could have been true, but it seemed like when they were talking about it that they were kind of getting all their story together.
Yep.
So, all right. What did Prince Charming call Rumpel? Two things.
A scourge.
Geordie's right. A scourge. But there's something else.
An imp?
No.
Regina did call him that, though.
Yeah, true.
You evil little imp or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, close, Geordie. Yeah, close enough. The most dangerous man in all the realms.
Ah, so, yes.
Excellent.
That's right. Twisted Little Imp is what Regina called him.
Mm-hmm. What color was the quill that entrapped Rumpel?
Red.
It was red. And
very nicely done.
You know, the interesting thing to me is that red obviously is the same color as the cape that Red wears.
Yes.
And so it's that same color thing.
Well, and Regina wears a lot of red, too.
True, true.
And the apple is red, and blood is red.
Okay. What other red do we see?
The dog.
There was another red. No.
No, she is, though.
Cape, right. It was, yep. Okay, Charming's outfit. Actually, it was one of Rumpelstiltskin's outfits is red. And then there is also red. Good. So that's kind of my point is, it's kind of fun to see all the different things of red. And for instance, another thing is fire. Okay. So how many situations do we see people use fire? Blind witch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Regina's bonfire.
Yes.
Ooh, the torches and Rumpelstiltskin.
Right,
yes.
Right. There were two, right? Emma Henry burning the pages from the book. Yep. There were lanterns, candles. Queen Regina had a lot of candles around. And actually, there's candles in her mayor's office. Okay. So another thing was, too, is that Mr. Gold had a lighter. And I believe that I don't think Regina used a lighter to light the Catherine Nolan letter on fire. But yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Lots of fire. And also Rumpelstiltskin used fire to get the dagger.
Yep.
So see what I'm saying? It's kind of fun to see all the different connections like that. Cool.
Yes.
All right. So where did Prince Thomas disappear?
Ooh. That one I know.
Hey, no biteys.
The well.
Nicely done.
Yep. And some people think that he was the Frog Prince.
Yes, could very well have been.
You know, and that's kind of been bantied about. So, yeah, this is a tough one. You can tell I was kind of getting tired at the end. when Henry was in Archie's office, in that still small voice, and he listened for crickets, what was heard?
Silence.
Nothing. There was something that was heard.
But it wasn't crickets. I'm actually hearing crickets right now.
It was an owl hooting.
Oh, there you go.
A hooting owl. No light. Yep. Now we have fans going. Yep.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because it's hotter than blue blazes here. But it's, yeah, interesting. But I do hear crickets outside, too.
Oh. Okay, so what did Geppetto give Jiminy?
His umbrella?
Umbrella. Yep.
Umbrella.
Yep. So, I forgot about this. We got a very cool email from somebody.
We did.
His name is Justin.
Cool.
And the email is this. If you got money enough and a passport to go to Steveston, what would you want to do? What's on your list of things to do? I think that's a great question. Obviously, walk down the street. Yep. See the ice cream shop with the once flavors. That's fun. Yep. Old Paige says they're delicious.
Nice.
Have dessert at Granny's or in the morning time.
Yep.
Have a little cocoa. Peek in Mr. Gold's shop. Yep. Ride in Mr. Gold's car. That would be something. We did get a photo of Ruby's car. So.
Yeah, go see the mayor's house. That'd be kind of fun.
Yep. Go see the mayor's mansion. I hear tale that's not too far from downtown. So, yeah, there's a lot of really cool things.
I actually really want to go see Jefferson's house.
Yep. Sweet. So yeah, I know the lawn gnome doesn't still stay there, but that'd be fun if he was there. What would we do? I don't know. Freak out, I think.
No, I'd want to just walk down the street and look at all the shops and pretend I'm one of the people.
You know, we are so lucky that we have great listeners and great folks that we met through this. You know, Ima said she'd meet the or find the cat man for me. Thanks.
There you
go. I know he's there. but you know, it's so cool, you know, to have listeners like Ken and other folks that send photos. For instance, there's an appliance store on Moncton Street, and the signage is Bravara Appliances. And there's a strong man in the symbol of the sign. And I kept thinking it was Hercules or something like that. So,
well, you never know. Could possibly be coming.
And I kept thinking maybe that it was, well, this was last season. I also kept thinking maybe that was where we would see see Ernst.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ernst did check in, and he plays the ogre, and he also plays what they call the burly man. And it was so cool to see him leave a comment, because I had some questions about, is this Ginger, the blind witch, and all this. And he said, because I thought it was this person, and he corrected me and said, no, it's the other person behind and everything. So we've had some really incredible things, but I just to kind of walk down the street would be a real, just a surreal moment. I remember, I think Ken sent an email one time and he said he was walking his dog and he turned a corner and he almost ran, he walked into Jennifer Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was the same kind of just surreal moment that it's like the people are there. Man, that would be really something. So, because I think I think Sarah mentioned that. So, anyway, but so let's talk a little bit about the future of the blog and the podcast. So, I try to have it all kind of put together, and it's a lot of work. And I'm not whining, I need some help, and so I've kind of been talking through the way I think about certain things and how, you know, folks could help me out. So the first thing would be is if we could find a way to put news together, because for instance, I totally forgot about Lana going to the human rights campaign in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I remember reading it. I have a way of kind of checking things pretty fast. And I can share, but I totally forgot that. So, you know, getting all the different parts of this show, the quizzes, the news, the lining up of, the different call-ins. And we try to get call-ins that are really kind of hooked in somehow. But, you know, we open up the phones here and there and let folks call in. But also, I think character studies, like, for instance, Manny's going to do the one with Emma through the eyes of Joseph Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And also Marissa and Paige are going to do the two sides of Regina, the evil queen, and also the mayor. Can't wait to read that.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy Searle, I believe, is going to do Mary Margaret. And so we have all these different characters. And so I think it's interesting, if you've ever watched a biography show of somebody, they kind of start at the beginning where they were born, as much as is known about them, and then they kind of hit certain high points of their life, maybe how they were challenged or changed or something big happened, you know, pivotal moment. And you know, maybe there's five, and to kind of go through a character in the show and kind of highlight the different things, how they changed, how they felt, what it did to them, how it changed them, and then end up do that. So, so yeah, there's a bunch of different opportunities there. And also, you know, it could be what would be interesting to you. What, you know, obviously when the show starts, we're going to get deluged with emails and voicemails. But, you know, I wouldn't mind kind of reworking things here and there. Because, like I said, there's going to be a lot of podcasts coming up. A lot, and they're going to do very similar things. I never, ever wanted to do the same thing, ever. Right. And I haven't, and I've taken a lot of heat for it. A lot of people just freak out and get mad, but this is a different type of a show. So anyhow, there is a blog post about that. And so if you're interested, that would be really cool if you could get involved. Also, here's the thing, is if you have recording devices, audio recording devices, video recording devices. I can't fly everywhere. I wish I could. I wish I was Peter Pan. Just a little of pixie dust and fly around. But, for instance, Rayanne is going to be going to Dragon Con. And so I sent her some buttons, some business cards. And she's representing the show in a way and saying hi and meeting people maybe that are cosplayers or whatever. But that's what I really do. That's what I give to all of you is you, wherever you go, you can spread the word. And that's really what a lot of the listener Big Love Packs are all about. It's I'm giving it to you and you can pass it on. And so that's really cool. You know, Barbara was very, very kind, and she got us great information from Comic-Con. And I think that's really what this is all about. You know, Barbara's a great friend to the podcast, and we're so happy that she's a part of what we do here. And the thing, you know, the thing is every one of you, you know, has folks that you know or people that you know that are either, you know, creative or whatever. You know, maybe don't listen to the podcast or don't know what a podcast is, you know, and it's just, you know, a time to maybe introduce them to the process and kind of get them integrated. Cause it's kind of a tough thing to kind of get Ustream down and understand the whole process, especially with an iPhone. So if you can kind of help them through that process, it's just really cool, to watch it all happen. Cause you've all been a non-listener and now you are a listener. Some of you are, you know, new listeners, and some of you have been listening a long time. And so the one thing I really appreciate is when I see people talk on Twitter or kind of interact, and people feel more comfortable. It's like with anything else. So you know, and that's another part of what we do. But if you have a recording device, I have a little I don't know what the brand, I think it's Sony or something like that, that I take to Disneyland and record the rides and that kind of a thing. Is, you know, if you are at a convention, and here's the thing, is Comic-Con San Diego is not the only one that's out there, but let's say if you're at a convention of some kind and you see someone that's dressed up, you know, in a Once Upon a Time costume, you can walk up, say, you know, I'd like to interview you. I'd like to record you for a podcast. You know, would you mind? Is that okay? If they say yes, then, you know, start out, do your best. The fan in this fan podcast means that everybody is involved. It's not about me. Podcasting for a long time has been about the person behind the mic. And that's really not what this show's about, is that, you know, we all have talents and things that we can do. And so that's really what I think is going to make this different. I do things that I am not the best at, and I like to do the things that I'm really the best at. And I think the one thing I'm pretty good at is kind of weaving this show as far as where it needs to go, maybe advertising or certain groups or something like that, directing the show like a ship and getting it to where it needs to go. And so, for instance, you know, I mean, we could do interviews. There are other people and other shows that do interviews. But I want to do interviews in a different way. And so this is going to be kind of interesting. So I put it out to you is there's one thing to get a cast member or celebrity on the phone. Love it. I think that would be fantastic. But to ask them certain questions, you're going to ask the same questions as somebody else. I want to do it differently. And so that's what I put out to you. How can we do the kind of parts of a podcast, getting a celebrity interview, doing the news, that kind of a thing? How can we do it our way, differently? So that's what I put to you, because that's really what I'm interested in, is I don't want to copy. I don't want to do the same thing as somebody else. So that's really what I put out to you. Let's talk about it. Email me about it. Let's kind of go back and forth, and let's work it out. Let's do something kind of different. Because when I told you that the Once Upon a Time podcast ground is going to get really full really fast, it's going to get full really fast. And so I kind of want to be ahead of the game, do something different. And so that's kind of what I'm about. This has been a wild show. It's been very loosey-goosey and not normal. But as we end this show, I want to say this. A game changer is about to happen. So we are going to rework what we do here and just do things differently. So I think the heart is going to be there, but I think we can kind of tweak this and that and do something else. But so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's do some different things. So that's it. And with the snapping and the
sorry
dog,
she's just very distracted right now. Yep. She's distracting me. So anywho, we should probably talk about the fact that there is no live show next Saturday night.
Yes. No live show next Saturday night.
And the chat room is going to blow up going, what?
Yep.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean we're not having a show next week.
So meaning that not on Saturday. Okay. So here's the key. Is if you don't follow us on Twitter, it's going to be kind of hard to get a hold of you.
Right.
So make sure that you either keep tabs on somebody that does.
Right.
But, you know, if...
It will not be Friday. It will not be Saturday. It will not even be Sunday.
Yeah. So,
surprise show. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And that's all we'll say.
Yep.
So, what I think we might do this week is, we bought some equipment and I do want to do a test.
Yeah. We want to run a test sometime this week to see if it'll work. It'll be a quick show. It probably won't be very long at all. I would think it'd be a quick show. Just to run a test to make sure that the equipment works.
Yeah.
And then we think it will be at night, but probably not at 7.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I think it'll be a little earlier than that, I think.
Okay. So, we will let you know. It's probably best if you follow OUAT podcast. mm-hmm. on Twitter. And we know there's a lot of Once Upon a Time people out there. And I think this week somebody got us confused with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to kind of help them.
Fix that, yeah.
Yeah. So anyhow, follow us. We're going to do a test show. It's going to be totally unscripted. We just want to make sure the mics work and all yep. that stuff.
Yep.
But then we will announce the live show.
Via Twitter.
Via Twitter, not next weekend, but mm-mm. sometime during mm-hmm. the next week. Weekish.
Around there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I'm going to say. So hang in there. It was kind of a bumpy show, but anyways, that's
yeah.
That.
Well, we got stuff going on, so
yep,
yeah.
So big love to everybody. Thank mm-hmm. you so much. We have the biggest brains in the Oncer community. I swear to you, I try to come up with the toughest quiz questions in the world, and I get answers all the time. So. Thanks so much, everybody. Big love to everybody. Hang in there. Take care. And we will talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
See ya. Bye.
Thank you for being a part of this podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. This is Wayne Henderson, the voice of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. And if you want to know more about how my voice acting services might work for you, check out MediaVoiceOvers.com. And now, all of us here at Roni's Own Media and MediaVoiceOvers.com look forward to sharing the love and enjoyment of the Once Upon a Time TV show next time. Take care.